Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Patron Saint. Last Monday, Aztec dancers whirled while drums beat and a chorus sang Spanish hymns in praise of La Señora de Guadalupe. The celebration honors Mexico's patron saint. And as Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, even in frozen Alaska, that tradition can warm up a December morning.
It's 4 a.m. on December 12th, a day which is important to all Mexicans. It's the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, and in Anchorage, where near-zero temperatures and frozen fog have covered the trees outside with fluffy hoarfrost, musicians and dancers are gathering inside a warm church to set the stage for a very, very early celebration in honor of the day. Norma Wadsworth was born in Mexico, but she lives in Alaska and is a member of the congregation. She says it's a typical Mexican tradition to serenade loved ones at dawn.
We serenade early in the morning on your birthday, and that's why we serenaded the Virgin of Guadalupe, because December the 12th is her day.
The ceremony is called Las Mañanitas, but in this case, the songs are not romantic ballads, but hymns to the Virgin. 100 or so people have gathered in the church vestibule, and promptly at 5 a.m., the faithful enter the church in a long procession, singing a song to the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Las Mañanitas is a very, very unique song. In this particular case, the Mañanitas I made especially for our Virgin of Guadalupe, which in Mexico we call the Virgin Morena.
What does that mean?
Morena means we're a little bit darker, because we Mexicans are a little bit darker. Sometimes we have different skins, but mainly we are Indians, and we're very proud to be. That's why she is our Virgin Morena.
The crowd proceeds to gather before the special shrine inside the church depicting Juan Diego and his apparition of the Virgin Mary. Mexico blends Spanish and Aztec cultures, so the story of Juan Diego and the vision of the Virgin has terrific cultural significance for Mexicans. So who was Juan Diego?
Juan Diego was the one that the Virgin of Guadalupe chose to let him know that she wanted to have a church made in her name.
The story goes back to 1531. Legend has it that an Indian farmer, Juan Diego, was walking near his village of Tepeyac, when he was startled by a woman's voice. He saw her. Golden light glowed around her, and she spoke in the native tongue. The Virgin asked Juan Diego to build a church on the site of an Aztec temple. He told the local Catholic archbishop about his encounter, but was not believed. So Juan Diego went back to the site and spoke to the lady again. She directed him to pick the roses, which had suddenly sprung up in the desert, a miracle in December. She told him to gather up the roses in his poncho.
And he did. When he showed it to the bishop, as he spread his poncho, as he spread it out, the different roses came out of there.
When the roses tumbled out of the mantle, an image of the lady remained on the fabric.
¡Que viva la Virgen de Guadalupe!
¡Que viva!
¡Que viva la Virgen de Guadalupe!
The red and white roses are a symbol of the Lady of Guadalupe. This December 12th, fresh roses of all colors filled a shrine to the Lady inside the aptly named La Señora de Guadalupe Catholic Church in Anchorage. The procession halts in front of the shrine, and the guitarists strike up a tune. As a narrator reads the story, young dancers dressed resplendently in glittering fabrics and elaborate feathered headdresses enter the church and dance before the shrine to the Virgin. The rhythm of the Indian rattles and hand drums fills the church as they twirl and turn. Today there is a church on Tepeyac Hill, the Basilica of Santa Maria de Guadalupe in Mexico City. Juan Diego's mantle is still there, too. It's made of cactus fiber, and it should have disintegrated long ago, but it didn't, and the image is still on it. It's that image that is instantly recognizable, of a woman wearing a star-covered blue cloak surrounded by brilliant gold rays. It's a powerful image of Mexican nationality. Every December 12th, thousands gather in Mexico City to honor the country's special saint. But here in Anchorage, the celebration is no less fervent. Wadsworth says the crowd of celebrants grows larger every year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.